What's up, beauties? You're tuning in to the Clean Beauty Podcast, hosted by celebrity makeup artist Cassandra McClure. You may have attended one of her Clean Beauty conferences or subscribed to the Clean Beauty Kit, her lifestyle subscription box. However you got here, welcome. Join us each week to learn about all things clean beauty. Let us know where you're listening from by tagging at Clean Beauty Podcast. Check us out anytime at cleanbeautypodcast.com to learn more.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the 20th Clean Beauty Con Virtual Summit. Number 20 means that it's been 20 weeks, and it's actually been longer because we've had masterclasses in between, which have been getting really popular, and we have a couple coming up. So if you've been missing Thursdays, which are our Clean Beauty Con virtual summit days, stay tuned because we have international speakers coming as well as a paint masterclass. So really exciting stuff. I'm Cassandra McClure. I'm super excited to be hosting yet again another Clean Beauty conference. Our regular conference was postponed due to COVID, and so we've been showing up for you guys every week virtually. It's really cool because I see a lot of you guys already, good morning, hi, watching over on Facebook, which is really fun because you can watch the live stream from your car or anywhere and not have to worry about being on the Zoom call. So for our ambassadors, thank you guys so much for your support, your sharing, just everything that you do for the Clean Beauty Con and the kit and the podcast. You guys are awesome. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We have such a fun community and some amazing speakers that are here today to share a little bit of kind of fun information with you guys. We always try to keep it a little educational, but it's always so personal. You get to meet the founders behind your favorite beauty brands, as well as hear about things like sustainability. So today, Tessa Edmondson-Jones from Akasha Be Well, and you might have heard of that brand if you had received our Clean Beauty Kit that was formerly known as the Clean Beauty Wellness Tote. So before we launched the kit, we had the wellness tote, and Akasha was a part of that. So it's really cool to have the founder here to talk to us today about establishing a skincare routine. So if you're waiting or wondering how to do that, she's here to teach us today. And so I'm really excited to have her be speaking first. A little bit about Tessa is that she's a proud Colorado native. She's the founder of Akasha Be Well. She's an Army veteran, and she's married to a phenomenal man with four children that you might hear today, one daughter, three sons, and a niece, and recently became a grandmother. They also have a very spirited cavalier, King Charles, and they love them dearly. She holds a BA in biology and women's studies from Metropolitan State University of Denver and will continue her studies at the University of Colorado at Denver with the MPH epidemiology program. Prior to starting Akasha Be Well Skincare, she was a corporate telecommunications and network operations professional for more than 10 years with US West, Quest, CenturyLink, Comcast, and Sprint. When she's not navigating government healthcare, her interests include cooking, gardening, yoga, knitting, and volunteering. And I must say, I love following her on Instagram. So, without further ado, here's Tessa.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much, Cassandra. It's such an honor to be here today, especially to be here to speak to all of our lovely people that are signed up for the Clean Beauty Conference. I think this is amazing, and I just am very honored to be here. My name is Tessa Edmondson-Jones, and I am the founder of Akasha Be Well Skincare. We are a woman veteran-owned business based in Denver, Colorado. This was founded from a need to find naturally effective, clean skincare products, especially formulated for oily skin. Now, finding none, we decided to create our own. And so we formulated these products to be naturally effective and naturally balanced. Our sustainably clean skincare products are made from the finest natural and organic ingredients and are mindfully packaged. So one thing that really got me into this clean beauty space was my own personal experience with trying to find a clean skincare routine that actually worked. First of all, long time ago, I did not know anything about clean skincare. It just wasn't a thing that I was aware of. And so what I would usually do was, let me back up first. Let me tell you a little bit about my skin story. So when I was younger, my skin was pretty balanced, pretty normal, not overly oily or dry. It didn't really change until after the birth of my second son, where my skin kind of went haywire. Sometimes they don't tell you when you're pregnant that your skin's going to go crazy. No one tells you these things. You just kind of find out on your own. So my skin just became really, really oily, and it just developed into really acne prone. And so I didn't know how to deal with this. So, you know, being an Army veteran, I was a soldier, my whole idea was just to attack, attack, attack. So I was looking for skincare that would take care of my problems. But what happened was, is that it really oversensitized my skin and really made everything worse. I was not checking labels. I wasn't reading anything. I didn't really know to do those things. I was just like, you know, watching the TV and going off of these commercials and whatever I read about. It took a lot of time for me to realize that the products I were using were exacerbating my skin condition. What I mean by that is I was having overproduction of oil. I had dry spots, a lot of inflammation, a lot of rebound acne and rebound oiliness. So there was a lot of issues I had, and I did not know what to do about them. One of my good friends is an esthetician here. She owns a salon here in Denver, and she had told me, you know, come in and let's check and see what's going on with your skin. She really told me, hey, like, what's going on? Like, tell me how you're What does your skincare routine look like? I said, routine? There's not really a routine. I just wash my face like whenever, and I use all of these skincare products. I really was a skincare junkie, and I had like, I don't know, like four or five different cleansers. I was using this Clarisonic brush. I had a lot of exfoliants. There was a lot of things that were going wrong with my routine that I kind of pieced together over the years. So really what I needed to do was like scale down, pare back, and actually check and see what was going on. I really thought that I had severely oily skin and sensitive skin. And what I really found out once I went back, I took all of these things off of my countertop was, honey, it's just, you know, it's a little oily. It's not a whole lot oily. So let's get your whole life together. All right, so that's my story to begin with, and then I had to really develop my own skincare routine. And what I found out is there wasn't really a lot of information for me in the beginning of how to do it and how to do it right. There's a lot of conflicting information, and not really anything that can tell in a clean skincare routine. So what I really need to do is just ask myself a few questions. First, what is my skincare type? How do I effectively clean my skin without causing any extra issues? What skincare ingredients are there that are causing more issues for my skin type? And how often should I clean my skin? If you look right now online, you'll find a lot of things saying, oh, well, you should do your skin, you know, wash your face at least twice a day, morning, evening. Some people say three times a day. Some people just say as needed. So things like that, it can, you know, really confuse some people. So what I say is at least twice a day, morning and evening, especially for oily skin. And just make sure that it's something that you can do. So if you're trying to figure out a good skincare routine for you, but you're just like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. This is really more like a chore, just something extra I have to add in. Please don't think that way, especially right now. Our skincare and our self-care are really important. For us. And so what I find, especially with a lot of women that are, you know, we're all busy, we're all doing stuff, just adding something else into that can seem like it's a daunting task. I personally don't subscribe to that. I'm just thinking like, look, this has to be done. I will take my 5 to 10 minutes to get this done unapologetically. And I encourage everyone to do that as well. Do not apologize for taking your time. Be a little bit selfish for that, for you to make sure that you can get your day started properly. So a few questions I have been asked is, you know, I feel overwhelmed. What are the right skincare products for me to find? How do I even figure out what my skincare type is? And, you know, I feel like I have to set aside a whole day just to get this done. Like, what should I be focusing on? So we'll talk about that. And it really is very simple once we break it down. And then you'll be able to go ahead and incorporate some of these things into your day if you don't already have one. So let's talk about this. What is your goal here for your skincare to establish your plan? Your goal is to do, is to come out of this with clean, healthy, radiant skin, that doesn't feel hard. Harmed. Like you haven't harmed your face. Let me tell you something. I used to wash my face in the dark because I had hurt my skin so bad. I just feel like it was attacking my self-esteem for a long while. So if that's the goal, I'm not saying that you need to use a rotation of like 15 different products. Recent research actually shows that that could be more of an issue than just something very, very simple. So if you're just starting out, let's start with the first thing, which is to figure out exactly how much time you can dedicate to this. I would say anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes, if that's something that you can do every day in the morning and in the evening. I say 5 to 10 minutes because in the morning you can do something really quick, just wash and tone and moisturize SPF and go. In the evening, especially if you're out and about and if you wear makeup, you might want to incorporate an extra step because you need to take the makeup off and really just take off your day, especially if you live in an urban environment. Okay, so first thing I would want you to really think about this as being a non-negotiable, unapologetic, healthy skin ritual. We want to preserve our skin and really help it to thrive. All right, and I really want this to be something that you look forward to morning and evening and not something that's just like, oh my gosh, it's like laundry that I haven't folded for like a week. Because I know we can get busy doing stuff like that. All right, so with the establishment of your skincare routine, most people should be using a cleanser, a toner, and a moisturizer, like a day moisturizer that has an SPF in it. I do realize that most of us are indoors right now, but as we venture out during our day, as everything starts to open up, if you're an outdoors person, especially, and if you live in an urban environment, an SPF is definitely essential. It's always essential for a good skincare routine. And something I want to sort of paperclip onto this is those of us with darker skin tones tend to have an understanding that we don't need an SPF. And honey, we absolutely do need an SPF. And so I will encourage that. Always we do need an SPF. So think of this as like your daytime moisturizer and part of your routine. At night, especially as we get older, our skin tends to dry out a little bit more. You do want a richer, creamier moisturizer for your skin, because as you rest at night, your skin tends to overturn, and it actually does a lot of the repair work at night. So you really want those extra antioxidants and those good emollients in your skin to really help your skin repair itself. All right, so normally when I'm doing this, I like stop and I get questions, but this is good. Let me just go and talk. So a basic healthy skin care routine would compose of a cleansing step, tone, and moisturize. And you can do this twice a day, right? And so for my oily skin folks, I would like to say I incorporate a double cleansing routine with an oil cleanser and a follow-up cleanser, and then a tone and a moisturizer. And the reason for that is for oily skin, your skin tends to overproduce your sebum. And so you end up with sort of like this extra shine on your face. With an oil cleanser, what that does is help to break down those oils. So if you're thinking of it in like terms of biology, right? Like dissolves like. So acid dissolves acid, base dissolves base, and this oil will help to dissolve those oils. Also, it helps to send a signal to your skin that you don't need to produce any more oil, as it helps to keep it more in balance. So that's an extra step that I like to add into there. And I've noticed that my skin has gotten so much clearer when I've done that. So I always, you know, can stress that and encourage us to do that. Even if you have combination skin, it's really good to do that. So how do you start? Like, how do you know what your skin type is? There's a couple ways to do it. A really simple way is to just wash your face in the morning and then don't do anything for about 30 minutes. If you notice that your skin is like tight and flaky and drier, you may have dry skin. If you find that it's like nice and normal and balanced, then you have a balanced skin type. If you find that your skin, like mine, if after 10 minutes, it can start to see like the oil start to pop up on your skin or starts to look a little bit more shinier, then you may have combination oily skin, especially if your oil is all over your face or if your combination is really just in your T-zone. All right, so that's one way to do. So let's get into your actual steps and just how to incorporate this in a timely manner. I always want to be sensitive to everyone's time. So if we're looking at an actual skincare routine, we're going to start with a good cleanser. And one that's formulated for your skin type. If you have oily skin, you don't want to use a heavy cream cleanser, but you do want to use a light foam or a gel. Right. And so those help to effectively cleanse your skin, remove all the dirt and oil out of your skin and remove any traces of makeup that have been left behind. But they also do not disrupt your skin's protective barrier. So you don't want to have something that's harsh that's going to like attack your skin and cause more problems. You just want something that's just nice and cleansing to make sure that you're getting an effective cleanse to keep the health of your skin intact. And so one of my favorite cleansers that I use every day is a purifying enzyme cleanser. This has fermented pomegranate enzymes in it. And so this one that we actually make here helps to effectively clean your skin. The enzymes actually work sort of like a light alpha hydroxy acid. So it actually helps to eat away at your dead skin and whatnot on your skin, but it's actually very gentle and it does not strip at all. The next thing you want to incorporate is a toner. Toners are amazing because after you cleanse your skin, so let me back up a little bit. So your skin tends to be, it likes to be a little bit more acidic. On a pH scale of 7, that's water. You're looking at a pH of about 5.5-ish on your skin. It likes to be in that realm. When you're cleansing your skin, you're using these cleansers and these soaps that tend to take you, and they're basic, so they tend to take your skin a little bit past its normal pH balance. And so what a toner does, it helps to bring this back into balance and put your skin back into the normal zone where it likes to be, where it's happiest, where it can be healthy and radiant. What I like to do with my toner is I actually have a toning mist, which it does do it exactly what a toner does, but it takes an extra step further to further hydrate your skin. So it's formulated with oil, with aloe vera and a lot of good hydrosols, and an astringent with witch hazel. So that helps to effectively keep the oils down in your skin while also hydrating your skin. And so it helps to feed very good nutrients and prep your skin for the next step, which is your moisturizer. So your moisturizer, you want to be something that's going to effectively moisturize your skin, but not make it too oily or sticky. A lot of people tend to skip this step. And I always get a little horrified when I hear that they do that, because a lot of people don't think that they need one. They think it's an unnecessary step and I can save, you know, the 10 seconds that I desperately need to turn the light off and get out the door. But it's an essential step. Your moisturizer is there to help not just put moisture in your skin, but also to trap the moisture that's there with the hydrators that are formulated in it. So what you want is for it to help increase the elasticity in your skin, preserve the nutrients that are being put in with the moisturizer, and you want it to make sure that it's not something that's going to bog down your skin and be a little too oily. So for oily skin, you know, a gel moisturizer, oil-free, is really good. I know people that just use just straight aloe vera, and I don't understand how that works. But hey, if it works for your skin, then that works for you. But also make sure that you are using a moisturizer every day, especially if you have drier skin. This can also help to preserve the health of your skin and keep you from experiencing dry skin, fine lines, wrinkles, all of those good things that helps to protect your skin. The next step that you need for your morning routine is also an SPF, especially if you're going outside. I know that not a lot of us are outside right now, but you do need to have an SPF, and this actually helps to protect your skin barrier, especially if you're especially prone to hyperpigmentation and sunspots, because if you go outside and you don't have that protective barrier on your skin, guess what? It's going to make those dark spots a little bit darker. They're going to stick around a little bit longer. So let's not do that. Let's protect our skin at all costs. So basically with your AM skincare routine, it should marry your PM skin routine minus the SPF. This is where you're going to use a heavier moisturizer for your skin. It's going to be a little bit more creamier. And like I said before, it's going to help with the repair and balance of your skin overnight. One thing that I do know that a lot of people tend to miss along with the moisturizer, and they have questions like, okay, so now that I've established this particular skincare routine, what about all these other things? I'm hearing about these masks and these serums and these exfoliations and these acids. Like, how do I incorporate that? I encourage you to start with the basics. Start with this, with establishing your skincare routine first. Get this part down. The other treatments that you can incorporate are weekly treatments that'll help deal with extra things. So like treatments if you are severely acne prone, or even just mildly acne, if you're just acne prone, period, listen to me, then you can incorporate these treatments to help deal with your acne. If you have hyperpigmentation, or if you just need to exfoliate your skin, those would be more of a weekly treatment. And we can talk about that more if you have questions, but I really wanted just to get out the point of how easy it is to establish your routine once you know what you need and what it is that you are looking for. Now, what I talked about here with these 3 to 4 steps in the morning and evening, I know it can sound a little bit daunting, but really it's not. Once you figure out, okay, this is what I need to do, you can really just bam, 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 and just go with it and just knock it out the park. And I really want to encourage you to be unapologetic about your time and make sure that you are taking your self-care time to take care of your skincare.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for that. Thanks to a lot of you guys, too, who are just kind of tuning in. You can always watch this restream. So if you go over to Facebook, you can do that. Or you can get in touch with us and get the video downloaded. If you have any questions, go ahead and let us know or stay tuned for afterwards when we have our little virtual networking time. But that was fantastic. I didn't realize that if you just waited after you get out of the shower to see what your skin does, then you can figure out your skin type. I think I'm probably drier than I think because I definitely feel that tightness. So I think I'm pretty good with that. But sometimes it's normal though. So I thought maybe it's the water or the time of the year, you know?
Yeah, and it could be it could be a few different factors. It could be, you know, if you were in the shower and you're using like a little bit of hotter water, mm-hmm. Your skin can respond to that. It could be due to the seasons. Our seasons are changing. So it's getting cooler and it's getting drier. You're going to notice that your skin all skin types can be a little bit extra dry, or even you may just be dehydrated and not even actually have dry skin. You just may need to just drink a lot more water and try to impart a little bit more hydration in your skin. And another thing is climate. So if you are, let's say you're a Florida native and you decide to come visit me in Denver, Colorado, honey, you're going to feel it. We are in a higher elevation and we are a high desert environment. So it's definitely drier here. And so those factors can actually play into that. So, but if you notice that through your day, even after you just wash your skin with a regular mild toner with cool water and you sit for about 30 minutes, if your skin still feels dry after a while, like your sebum hasn't balanced out, then yes, then you might want to think about your skin may be a little bit on the drier side.
Yeah, definitely. I love using like every single step, like especially like a serum that's almost like an oil base and then a balm and a mist over. Sometimes toners dry me out. So, but I've always loved your mask. I think I've only tried one of the products, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the mask. Yeah. And that was just amazing. Because a lot of the dry masks dry me out too much, but yours mm-hmm. was always like, you know, I would get Nathan compliment me and say that my skin looked really good. So I was like,
aw, thank you.
Yes. Okay. So E says, thanks. That was enlightening. We have some friends over on Facebook commenting. Thank you guys so much. Good morning to everybody who's just waking up.